morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin and Ottoman at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA Radio Report. Today, I do want to remind the women listeners out there that there will be a Women, Land, and Legacy meeting held this coming Monday evening, November 28th, in Harlan at the McKee Community Room, which is part of the Elmcrest Retirement Center. This is for women who are interested in agriculture. You know, they may be landowners or they may be farm operators themselves. It is sponsored by USDA, partially by Farm Service Agency and NRCS, also ISU Extension and the Soil and Water Conservation Districts, as well as RC&D. Topics for the meeting include energy savings for farm enterprises and don't just landscape, rainscape. This event is free. It's open to the public. It does begin at 6 o'clock in the evening with a light meal, and the programs will begin at 6:30 and should conclude around that 8:30 time frame. Reservations are requested to ensure available seating and food availability. You can register by calling the NRCS office in Harlan at 755-2417. Or you can call the FSA or NRCS office here in Audubon at 563-4261 or Cass County at 243-1377. Please join us on November 28th and bring along some of your friends, as this promises to be an interesting program. I think that the topic in particular, don't just landscape, rainscape, probably will have a lot of interest to several of you. As a reminder, producers who received their ballots for the county committee elections need to get those ballots returned to their FSA offices by December 5th. An election is held each year to elect one person to serve a three-year term on the county committee for the surrounding counties. This year's election in Audubon County is LAA 1, which includes Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley townships. Sherry Earlmeyer was nominated by petition this past summer, and her name appears on that ballot. In Cass County, the election will be conducted in LAA 2, and that includes Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria townships. And the names on the ballot there are Corey Anstey and Gary Ohms. The ballots were mailed previously on or about November 4th. And if you did not get your ballot and feel that you should have received one, contact your local FSA office. Eligible voters are any producer who conducts a majority of their farming operation within those LAAs that are holding the election and participate in FSA programs. Remember to get those ballots back to your FSA office by December 5th. Another reminder on the CRP, incidental grazing. This is where you have crop residues in a field that may have some small area CRP fields out there, such as waterways or contour buffer strips. You'd like to graze those corn stalks, but you need to apply for that incidental grazing permission prior to turning your livestock out there. Very simple process. Just call your FSA office and we can help you get enrolled in that in a very short order. Also, reminder that the interest rate for ceiling grain for the month of November is at 1.125%. So if you're interested in ceiling your corn or soybeans either in Audubon or Cass County or any of the surrounding counties, that interest rate is applicable to everybody. Well, for the final note today, I'd like to announce that Jan Emery will be retiring next week from the Audubon FSA office, and Mona Ballinger will be retiring from the Cass County FSA office. Both of these gals have long careers with FSA and have given the agency and their producers they serve their dedicated service over the years. Now they're going to have more time to spend with their families on the projects that they enjoy. We do wish them well on their deserved retirement, and we want to say thank you very much from your coworkers and let them know that they will be missed. Congratulations to both Jan and Mona, and you can send your congratulations to them at their homes. for today. This has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week. Thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.